Chapter 1, Day 1.
3 years ago, I walked down the aisle,
she whispered. Her glance slid around in the room that was once filled with her belongings. Her dog, Wolf, looked up at her. His tail swirled excitedly. Rose smiled faintly and sank down and petted the old German Shepherd. He was her only companion since her husband had vanished without leaving a trace. God, she missed him. A teardrop streamed down her face while she petted Wolf. In her mind, she wandered off to Detective Johnson. He had investigated her husband's sudden disappearance since day one. Johnson had searched for him, but after 2 years he still hadn't found a clue, still drawing a blank. The last time anyone saw Alex was in his lab at BU Boston University, along with a few highly classified students. Rose kept track of them because they disappeared one by one. The only student left was Megan McDonough. The last time Rose contacted her was 10 days ago, when Megan made it clear she didn't want to talk to her anymore.
Where do we go from here?
She asked Wolf, who tilted his head in response.
Aunt Rose, it's time to go.
Cousin Louis called. She glanced over her shoulder. Louis stood before the entrance to the living room, leaning in against the white wall with his hand. Rose's eyes narrowed, and she bit her tongue to suppress the urge to tell him to stop doing that. His greasy hands, smeared with dried-up oil, would leave marks on the wall. But this was no longer her home. She'd sold it a month ago to a newly wed couple. They gave her a month to move out. That day had arrived, and all that was left were memories of the place she always expected she'd stay here until the day she passed away. Alas, no such luck. Fortunately, she'd sold it for a decent price. With a bitter taste in her mouth, she stood and glared at the stain on the wall. Her heart ached, and it was hard for her to keep her emotions in check. One last time she glanced around, then she decided to take a picture with her cell phone.
The living room looks so empty now.
She swallowed a lump in her throat. Louis tapped her shoulder.
I'm sorry, Auntie, but it's time to let go and move on.
She nodded, wiped the tears from her face, and put her cell phone away. Then Wolf started to bark and ran off.
What's the matter, Wolf?
Rose called in a hoarse voice.
Come on, Aunt Rose. It's time to go,
Louis said in the background. She ignored him and followed Wolf.
Where did he go?
Then she noticed the tip of his tail as he walked downstairs to the basement. Its door was wide open. Rose frowned and walked downstairs. On the concrete, she noticed an object under a layer of dust. She gently dusted it off. It was a black disc with a handwritten label SCR-4000. Rose recognized Alex's handwriting, electrified. She just stood there, staring at her husband's handwriting. With trembling fingers, she touched the label. Her heart pinched in her chest. She closed her eyes. Was it her imagination, or was Alex nearby? His hands tenderly touched her shoulder.
Aunt Rose!
Alex's presence shredded into pieces. Leaving an empty pit in her stomach, Rose opened her eyes and turned. Louis stood behind her.
Are you all right?
He asked softly.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you,
she said, and sighed.
What are you doing down here? Anyway, did you lose one of your contacts? I know you wear them,
he said, and grinned. Rose squinted at him. To Louis, almost everything was a joke. Then she looked at Wolf, who sat down in front of her.
No, my contact lens didn't get lost. I was just looking at this,
Rose said, and flashed the disc to Louis. Louis smiled, baring the few teeth he still had.
Gosh, is that why you're down here?
Wolf called me, remember?
Well, he barked.
Louis chuckled.
Don't know if you can say he called for you to come down here and have a look.
Louis scratched the back of his head.
What is it, anyway, that you found?
A computer disk, I think.
Oh, well, I noticed it when I moved a few boxes. It didn't seem important. Is all I'm saying, because it was lying on the floor. Dusty and all. I almost stepped on it, too.
This is a computer disk with your uncle's handwriting. Perhaps it's important.
If you say so,
Louis said, and picked imaginary pieces of lint from his shirt.
But we have to go now, Aunt Rose,
he said, licking his lips and looked at her. Rose didn't want to leave. Not after this discovery. In her gut, she had the feeling she was onto something. But Louis tugged at her sleeve.
Come on, Aunt Rose. There's nothing here except...
His face blushed.
Except what?
Rose asked, folding her arms.
Except for the message on the wall.
What message?
The one right behind you. It used to be a poster. I took it off. You know, I liked it. Do you want me to show it to you?
He didn't wait for a reaction as he grinned and unfolded a poster from under his shirt, showing Red Sox player to Pepe Ortiz. Rose let out a deep breath and turned her back to read the message on the wall she hadn't noticed at first. Dreamscape. She frowned.
What does it mean? Dreamscape.
Perhaps a movie,
Lewis replied, turning his attention to the poster in his hands.
I will give you a room with a view.
He chuckled and rolled it up. A door upstairs opened. Wolf growled softly, turned, and ran upstairs. Rose, still puzzled about the mysterious message on the wall, just stood until a woman screamed for help while Wolf barked wildly.
And Rose!
Lewis tugged at her sleeve again. Rose nodded slightly and went upstairs. In the hallway was Wolf, standing in front of a young woman who leaned her back against the wall. Her face was all sweaty. A box labeled Ladies' Underwear was lying upside down near Wolf. Some red lingerie was on the black and white floor tiles. Lewis whistled behind Rose's back while Rose stared at the black-haired woman with the pale face.
Please, keep your dog away from me.
The woman squeaked when she saw Rose.
It's all right. Wolf is harmless,
Rose said and smiled. She petted Wolf's head. Wolf stopped barking and swayed his tail, looking up at Rose as if he was trying to say, I will keep you safe.
I'm sorry he scared you,
Rose apologized.
We were about to leave after one last look.
The woman stared wordlessly at Wolf while Lewis picked up the lingerie from the floor and handed it to her.
Wolf, come on, boy. Leave the nice lady alone,
Rose said as they walked toward Lewis' car parked in front of the house. It was an old, rusty, 1970s Chevy pickup, loaded with her belongings. Part 1. After Lewis brought her to her new home, Rose sighed while Lewis helped her move her belongings inside. She had sold most of her stuff during garage sales over the last month, but some things she wanted to keep. More than enough to fill Lewis's old pickup, she thought somberly, and looked around at the apartment she had rented. After Lewis brought in the last box to the living room, she handed him $200.
That's way too much, Auntie,
Lewis said.
I know we agreed on $100, but I decided to double it. You have been a great help.
I'm glad I could help,
he chuckled, and put the money away in his pocket.
Now, I'm off to Texas, back to Maggie Sue and the kids,
he said, and after a short goodbye, he drove off.